Well, I guess my example is not very good. Suppose I'm referring to lots, where it's like, oh, if they have stacks of oranges or heaps of
apples,
what
do
you say?
Well, I'd say, then we would put that into quantity.
Yeah.
Or just look at the apples, we just draw attention to them, and then, of course, we'd probably go on talking about them.
Would you use any of those terms, the loaves of apples, or the stacks of apples? Or
yes, we might use that, but of course we didn't see much of them piled.
What term would you use there to show a large amount? Stacks, loaves, heaps, gads?
Great quantity.
A quantity?
Yes. But I'd be more apt to say, I believe the Missouri, they've got lots of apples there, lots of peaches.
Lots,
yes. Yeah. Now, of course, now we'd use the term to use. We've had good... I was trying to think of what word I want to use there, but I can't think of it.
Light smart or something?
Mm-hmm.
You mean
crop.
Quality?
Good crop.
Oh, crop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was something where you thought was expensive. Little, you might say, would you ever use the term, I think that's high, a little high?
Yeah, I'd just say rather high.
Rather
expensive.
Would you ever use the term purely, for instance, in the sense that he purely dreaded the place? A plaintive place. You say, he purely dreaded it.
I don't believe I ever used it in that sense.
What term would you use for genuine? Would you use the term real?
Yes, I've used the word genuine for that, and I think that's genuine stuff and things like that. If I was getting anything, or the real stuff, or whatever.
The real stuff.
Yes. Whatever this was that we wanted.
What term did you ever say he ran to tell me how fast he ran? You might say he ran.
You mean a mile or a half mile?
Well, no, speed.
Oh, his speed.
I say he ran from that. He ran.
Well,
like a house of fire.
I've heard that. I heard that in talking too, somebody talking like a house of fire. And they're talking so fast, you couldn't understand what they're saying. Let's see. He ran like he's run the race or going to a fire. Now, that's where we've often said, too. But he's run like he's going to a fire.
Like he's going to a fire. Well, it's like a house of fire, like he's going to a
fire.
What took you, now here are some, terms of profanity that were peculiar to women. I'll ask you those. For instance, blame it or...
Yes, I've said that more than once. Since drop something, didn't want to or something like that. Blame the luck, I generally say.
Blame the luck.
Yeah.
Do you have any other expressions that you remember that were peculiar to women?
I can't think of them. There were a good many of them that we used to have around here, especially of the Germans. That used to kind of tickle us when they'd say it, but I've forgotten them.
I suppose they were German dialect, were they, pretty much?
Yes. But I have forgotten some of those.
How about these expressions? Remember, in which you used the word sake, or sake.
Well, for pity's sake, shut up.